Police in the U.S. have detained a man in connection with a shooting at a 4th of July parade in Chicago. Six people were killed, more than 30 injured, when a gunman opened fire from a rooftop in the suburb of Highland Park. Shia Brittanti has more from Washington.
A few hours ago, the police released a photograph of Robert E. Crimo III, but also a description of the car that Crimo was driving, along with the license plate. And it appears that not so long ago, a police officer in northern Chicago, actually about 15 minutes north of Highland Park, where the shooting actually took place, saw the car. There was a what's described as a brief pursuit, and the car did eventually come to a stop, and Crimo was taken into custody. The police are being very careful with the language they're using. They're still calling him a person of interest. They haven't charged him with the shootings, though they say that a great deal of police work has gone in to connecting him with the shootings.
The U.S. says it's likely that Al Jazeera journalist Shireen Abu Akleh was killed by unintentional gunfire from Israeli positions. The State Department says a third-party investigation could not reach a definite conclusion on the origin of the bullet. Palestinian officials have criticized the findings, maintained she was deliberately targeted. Sudan's military rulers have called on politicians and civilian groups to start talks on forming a transitional government. The army says it won't be taking part. It follows mass protests across Sudan demanding a return to civilian rule. Five people have gone on trial in Hong Kong accused of sedition for publishing a series of children's books. Authorities say they have a hidden message and incite hatred towards the government. Sri Lanka's government has begun daily nationwide power cuts as it tries to conserve dwindling fuel supplies. Last week, sales were restricted to essential services as an economic crisis deepens. The country is running low on foreign reserves needed to import oil. Another 20,000 people in eastern Australia have been told to leave their homes as torrential rain and flooding intensifies. On Monday, 30,000 were ordered to evacuate in the state of New South Wales, most of them in Sydney's western suburbs.